Welcome back. This is Bob Flynn, Dave Rubin, Frank Riccio, and Guy Ferranti talking about the law. Today we're talking about movies and how the world in America look at the legal system. Hey, Frank, you were about to lead us right into My Cousin Vinny, probably everybody's number one movie.
What a great movie that was.
Yeah, and I'm not going to summarize the plot because right. I think most people know what the movie is.
Yep.
And what it's about. But it's a great movie on all levels. I mean, first of all, you've got a short, non-Gregory Peck-looking lawyer who's inarticulate, who's inexperienced, who clearly is an underdog in this case, and yet he prevails in the case. And the beauty of the movie is, I mean, obviously it's not, most trials plod for days and weeks and even months. It kind of hit on a lot of the high points, especially things like cross-examination. The cross-examination by Vinny was really very good on all witnesses. The expert who the prosecution presented, again, is what your typical expert typically will come across as, very reasoned, very smart, very intelligent, and yet they're wrong. And so cases can, you know, be developed on wrong information and wrong evidence. And, you know, it took someone like Vinny to kind of figure it all out. Fred Gwynne is a judge, is superb. I've been before judges who've had similar personalities. I remember one time during a very big trial where the judge said to me, that was a very, very well-reasoned, very intelligent argument.
He'd just seen the movie.
Well, no, this was before the movie
okay,
came out.
All right, okay.
And he said, your motion is denied.
Yeah, yeah, yep, yep.
So a lot of us, those of us who've been trying cases, even though we know it's humor and everything else, see grains of truth. The defense lawyer who comes across as being confident and secure and then ends up stuttering is just classic, and you know these yep. are all experiences I think that people have had, lawyers have had in the courtroom.
The big expert situation was the tire experts, the competing tire experts, and that actually with Marissa Tomei played Mona Lisa Vito. She played the one basing her knowledge on day-to-day activities in the auto mechanic shop, right?
She was the layperson expert, and she knew more about it than the so-called experts. And sometimes you get that where the layperson talks in non-legal jargon but makes much more common sense, and she turned out to be much more persuasive and more accurate in describing what the tire tracks really were all about.
And you know, it took some really good hard thinking to come up with the Pontiac Tempest. I actually have a personal stake in that because I actually owned a Pontiac Tempest with the independent suspension, and that was the key bit of evidence. So, again, forensics are important, and you know, an expert can be qualified. They don't have to have the degrees from MIT as long as they're familiar with the subject matter, because the purpose of an expert in a trial is really to educate the jury more than to really make the case, quote unquote. So great movie.
It is a great movie. And, you know, the grits on the stove cross-examination, everybody out there knows about that.
Yes, but, yes.
I mean, it's just so clever, and it's based because, you know, the trial lawyer, Joe Pesci, the little guy who didn't get all A's, I'm sure, in law school.
I think five times was the charm, wasn't it, for the bar?
That's what it was. But he lived life, and he was talking from his heart. He was
cross-examining
that way.
It's also good to see lawyers' movies from a humorous perspective. You know, another great one, of course, is Liar, Liar with Jim Carrey.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, tell us quickly about
Well, I'm assuming everyone has seen it because I don't want to give away the plot.
Right.
It's a real funny movie, but the presumption is that all lawyers are liars, and he actually is in a situation where he gets hurt or he did something where he couldn't lie, and all of a sudden, he made a promise to his son that he wouldn't lie, and so all of a sudden he's now forced into not lying, so he's in court. And, of course, he just can't lie, so he has to say the facts, whatever they are, and it's just a humorous movie that, you know, again, it falls into lawyer stereotypes, but in general, what people don't realize is lawyers are held to a very high standard as far as lying is concerned, and they really do it at their peril. You know, we're talking about Anatomy of a Murder, about suborning perjury, and it just isn't really worth it for any lawyer to lie for any client or to have a client lie. So, you know, it's a great movie, humorous movie, but it kind of makes a point.
It does, and I just have to say, yeah, that movie's loaded, My Cousin Vinny, with so much, but the eyewitness cross-examination, there were several eyewitnesses.
Oh, those were great.
They were fabulous, and they really do reflect what the Supreme Court has talked about, you know, the unreliability of, eyewitness. Everybody thinks eyewitness identification is the creme de la creme. But
well, you've got to put it to the test. You know, Bob, that's the thing. You can't just assume that what someone says is accurate.
That's right. Well, my favorite movie, and then we're going to ask Guy his, is 12 Angry Men. 12 Angry Men, to me, really captures what lawyers do and what juries do. You know, the 12 people in the courtroom, I mean in the jury room, deliberating. Everything takes place in a jury room. Looks like it could be a really dull movie. You know, they're deliberating the fate of a Hispanic kid accused of murder. This is an old movie from the 50s. But the cast was great. Henry Fonda, Lee J. Cobb, a whole bunch of others, Jack Warden.
George C. Scott, who we talked about before, from Anatomy of a Murder, is the angry man on the jury.
They keep repeating themselves, that's right. I have a special reason why I like it. They end up debating whether this Hispanic, the original vote's 11-1 to convict this poor kid accused of murder. And the movie goes on and on about how the interplay between the jurors reaches a decision, and as you probably know, Henry Fonda plays Mr. Reasonable, which is kind of his role. But the same movie takes place in Russia. I've seen a Russian version of that movie where the name of the movie is 12. It's got subtitles. It's all in Russian. It's in a jury room that looks different. It looks very Russian. I don't know how you describe that, but and the accused is not a Hispanic kid accused of murdering, you know, a neighbor, an adult neighbor. It's a Chechen kid accused of murdering a Russian army colonel. And they go through all of the same interplays as these jurors did. One juror hates, you know, whoever the Chechen kid is, you know, as a group, et cetera. And it goes, I love those two movies.
So let me ask you, Bob and Frank, as seasoned trial attorneys, how do you think that the way the jury deliberates in 12 Angry Men compares with your experience in trying cases here in Massachusetts?
It's hard to know because we don't know what's going on in the jury room, so we have no idea, but in a way, that movie, I think, kind of shows how it should work, and that is, you know, what appears to be the case initially. Every case, sometimes cases come across as being clear at the beginning, but then as you sort through the evidence, you realize that the case is not clear, and it's not a strong case. And, you know, I just want to segue a little bit into another movie, which has actually had a lot of influence on my going into the law, was the Oxbow incident with Henry Fonda. And this is not a lawyer movie, but what it has to do with how people can jump to conclusions and how circumstantial evidence in the mob and posses can actually come to the wrong conclusion. And, you know, very briefly, the case, you know, it involved a situation where they heard somebody was killed, and it was a cattle farmer, and they came upon three guys who had the guy's cattle, didn't have a bill of sale, and so the deputy and the mob, the posse, said, well, let's, you know, we're not going to bring him back for trial, we're just going to execute him, we have enough evidence. and I don't want to be a spoiler in the case if you ever want to see the movie, but the bottom line is there wasn't, the evidence was all wrong. The person was not murdered, and they did legally own the cattle. And what it shows is that, you know, people, you can't just jump to judgment. That's why you have laws. That's why you have the Constitution, to protect individuals from this kind of, you know, quick justice, which at first blush seems to be the right thing. But as you sift through the facts, you find out it's totally wrong.
You know,
that's
Frank,
why we have rules of evidence.
That's
yeah.
absolutely right. I didn't mention any of the details, really, but that's exactly what 12 Angry Men and 12 is about, are each about. Henry Fonda, the reasonable guy, he attacks each of the facts by asking questions that have been raised by the prosecution. When we come back, I just want to mention that, and then we're going to move on to Guy's favorite movie. This is Bob Flynn, Dave Rubin, Frank Riccio, and Guy Ferranti talking about the law. We're talking about movies and the law today. We'll be right back.